Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, he replied, 10 were cleansed. Were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus thanks this Samaritan coming back to give thanks. Then he mentioned, "Your faith has saved you." Although he is a pagan, but his faith much stronger than the Jews, than I one did not come back to give thanks. St. Paul says, "In all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Yes, St. Paul, he suffered a lot, but he's always asked the disciples to give thanks to the Lord, whatever situation. In the second letter, the second reading to Timothy, he was in the prison, but he said, if we persevere, we should also reign with Christ. So we have to be always united with the Lord, no matter in what situation, give thanks, just in ourselves, whatever we do, there's always the strength of God within us. We have to always give thanks.